in Greenwood, Indiana this morning. A Greenwood teacher is facing charges of sexual child seduction. He was arrested by detectives at Greenwood High School on Monday afternoon. Matthew Hockersmith, 40, is facing 3 counts of sexual seduction on a child. Along with being a teacher at Greenwood High School, Hockersmith is listed on Greenwood School's athletics page as a head cross-country coach, as well as an assistant track coach. According to court documents, Hockersmith was reportedly having sexual relationships with a female student at Greenwood High School who was also a student of his. Detectives stated the two communicated through messaging on their cell phones and referred to each other as husband and wife. Interviews with both the juvenile and Hockersmith revealed that the two would meet up during school hours. Hockersmith told detectives he and the juvenile never did anything sexual within the school. However, he would only catch up on how the day was going and sometimes kiss and stuff. That's in quotes. I'm serious. A little something to brighten the mood after that concerning incident in Greenwood. Elon Musk calls Elizabeth Warren Senator Karen after she claimed that he's freeloading off someone else. Elizabeth Warren claims he does not pay his taxes and is freeloading off of everyone else. She then said on Twitter Monday, "Let's change the rigged tax code so the person of the year will actually pay taxes and stop freeloading off everyone else." She's apparently very mad, Elon Musk was reported, the person of the year by Time Magazine. I don't know why she thought she was in the running for anything else. Also this week, Toyota unveils an electric truck to compete with the F-150 and the Rivian R1T. During an event laying out the global push into electric vehicles, Toyota took the wraps off of more than a dozen future SUVs and sedans and sports cars tucked away in the back corner. It was one of the most exciting projects of them all. It's a truck. Toyota hasn't released any details about the pickup, like when it'll arrive, or how much it'll cost, or how big it'll be. It would make sense to launch an electric version of the Tundra to compete with the upcoming battery-powered full-size trucks like the F-150 and the Chevy Silverado. But this pickup truck looks more Tacoma-sized. The company displayed several similar-looking electric SUVs of various sizes, in addition to a few more interesting models. It previewed an electric off-road SUV tentatively named the Compact Cruiser EV. It looks like the spiritual successor to Toyota's FJ Cruiser and could be a competitor to Ford Bronco and the Bronco Sport. Toyota also unleashed something at the car show to compete with the Tesla Roadster, complete with a GR badge and a Toyota badge, not a Lexus badge. It is called the Toyota's Sports EV Concept. And that'll be a wrap for what's happened over the last few days here around Indianapolis. Have a good morning.